Stop for a moment. Look around at your life, your relationships, your bank account, the job you wake up to each morning. What if everything you see isn't happening to you, but through you? For over 2 decades, a quiet revolution has been transforming lives, helping people like Oprah Winfrey and Jim Carrey turn invisible desires into tangible reality. This isn't magic or wishful thinking. It's manifesting, the deliberate practice of shaping your world from the inside out. While most of us stumble through life reacting to circumstances, manifesting hands you the steering wheel. You're already creating your reality, whether you know it or not. The question is, are you doing it by accident or by design? Picture Roshana in a cafe, drowning in money worries, relationship drama, and a soul-crushing job. Most of us chase power in the wrong places: bigger paychecks, nicer cars, someone else's approval. Meanwhile, the real source of transformation sits quietly within us. Charles Dickens went from pasting labels in a boot-blacking factory to writing stories that still move millions. Nelson Mandela emerged from 27 years in prison with a vision that healed a nation. Their power came from within. Everything in the universe is made of atoms vibrating at different frequencies, all connected through an invisible web of energy. You're not separate from the universe. You're woven into its fabric. This is the law of oneness. Your thoughts and feelings send out vibrations like ripples in water, attracting experiences that match their frequency. Feel stuck? You're vibrating at stuckness. Want joy? Vibrate at joy's frequency first. Your past doesn't chain you. This moment holds all the power you need. Before a stonemason strikes marble, the sculpture already exists in their imagination. You're the artist, your imagination is the chisel, and the universe's life force is your raw material. The question is whether you're sculpting consciously. Manifesting begins with a simple question. What do you actually want? Not what others expect, but what would make you genuinely happy? Most people focus on what they don't want, complaining about relationships, worrying about money. The problem? What you focus on expands. Find stillness. Close your eyes and breathe deeply. Let your awareness expand beyond daily stress. In this expanded state, examine different life areas: health, relationships, career, purpose, wealth, family, spirituality. Rate your happiness in each from 1 to 10. Once you've identified what matters, write it down. I desire blank. Then dig deeper. Why? You'll often discover you're chasing a feeling, love, peace, fulfillment, not the thing itself. Transform that desire into an aim using present tense. I now have blank, or I am now. The word now signals the universe to manifest immediately. I am happy creates the feeling you want to attract, while I am not sad still pictures sadness. Remember the law of vibration. You're a magnet, attracting what matches your emotional frequency. Your conscious mind commands, but your subconscious steers. It doesn't understand words. It speaks in pictures, symbols, and feelings, responding literally to whatever you feed it. Clear instructions with positive emotions create change. Mixed signals or fear trigger old patterns. Try this. Hold both hands out, palms up. Imagine heavy books weighing down your right hand while a helium balloon lifts your left. Really see it, feel it. Open your eyes. Your hands have separated. Your subconscious responded to imagination as reality. To manifest effectively, create a future memory, a vivid mental movie of your desire already fulfilled. Make it specific. What colors, sounds, tastes, who's there? What are they saying? The critical part? Visualize while feeling the joy of already having it. Rihanna visualized being slim, but associated dieting with deprivation. Her subconscious chose cake. Ted couldn't grow his business because he feared success would destroy his health. His subconscious blocked progress until he visualized balance. The law of correspondence teaches, as within, so without. Choose your mental images carefully and fill them with the emotions of already having what you desire. Manifesting flows from relaxation, not strain. Deep breathing shifts your brain waves from beta, 14 to 30 hertz, into alpha, 7 to 14 hertz, the state where your subconscious becomes most receptive. You naturally enter alpha when daydreaming or falling asleep, but you can access it intentionally through controlled breathing and visualization. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, and deepen your breath as tension releases. For deeper alpha, count backward from 100. Once relaxed, visualize your desire vividly as already real. See it through your own eyes, then as if watching yourself in a movie. Freeze that image. Imagine floating above your future timeline. Find when you want this manifested and drop the picture into that moment. Watch your future reorganize around this new reality. Thank the universe, then let it go. The law of time and creation tells us past, present, and future exist simultaneously. Your future memory is as real to the universe as any past memory. Trust the process, release attachment, then take aligned action. Manifesting requires commitment, the bridge between invisible desire and visible reality. For each goal, identify one concrete first step, then ask, "Will I do whatever it takes?" You must believe before seeing, trusting your imagined future can materialize without current evidence. Gratitude is your secret weapon. Saying thank you signals trust to the universe. It's water for your planted seeds. Practice daily. Identify three things you're grateful for and how you contributed to them. Each night, thank the universe for what manifested today, yesterday, and what you expect tomorrow. Thanking for something not yet happened signals your expectation it will occur. The law of abundance teaches that thinking abundantly brings rewards from infinite source. The fastest invitation to abundance, gratitude for what you already have. Focusing on lack creates more lack. Truly abundant people give freely, directions, comfort, time, help, without keeping score. But receiving matters equally. Notice the universe's daily gifts, sunshine, breath, friendship, opportunities. Your beliefs shape reality like self-fulfilling prophecies. To change your results, change your beliefs, then watch your actions and outcomes transform. You already possess everything you need. Your reality mirrors your beliefs. Shift them, and your world transforms. The universe responds to vibrations you emit through thought, feeling, and action. You've manifested unconsciously your entire life. Now manifest intentionally. Begin with one desire. Visualize it fulfilled. Feel the emotions of already having it. Enter alpha state and plant that future memory into your timeline. Express gratitude in advance. Take one aligned action. Build the practice daily. Revisit your vision each morning. Create visual reminders. Celebrate small wins. Remember, manifesting operates through love, never manipulation. You cannot override free will, and harmful shortcuts create suffering. The eight essential steps. Awaken to your right to happiness. Recognize your power as universal life force. Ask without limits. Imagine vividly. Believe before seeing. Release attachment. Act confidently. Receive gratefully. Then begin again. Your world reflects your thoughts. Change your thinking, change your reality. The power has always lived within you. Now is the time to bloom.